I've got three bits, four bits. Shall I read the funny bits or the serious bits?
Funny.
The funny bits, okay. The stories about the kids are numerous. There were four of us in the family and we had 18 kids between us. Just a sample of the terrible twos we weathered, and there have been a few terrible twos round here today, and a few of them have got up to things their parents wish they hadn't. One, a 2.5, pulled apart his tricycle to the last bolt and even tried to remake it. Is he still here?
He's gone.
He's gone. Knew we were going to talk about him, didn't he? One, a 2.5, floated down the river, waving to his horrified parents. He's here. One at 2.5 pulled all his mother's flowers up by the roots because she growled at him. He's here. Where's he? Ah, he was around somewhere. One at 2.5 refused to have her photograph taken, so the photographer had to hide behind a wide board with a hole cut out for the camera to poke through. That's Ainsley, and she's in London at the moment. One at 2.5 held his breath when he cried so that his knees buckled and he lost consciousness, and he's still here. One at 2.5 carried the new baby from the bassinet out to the kitchen, upside down and slipping, and we just grabbed it, and he's still here, and so's the baby. One at 2.5 fed the 10-day-old baby with chocolate biscuit. And he was here a minute ago. Oh, I can't see him at the moment, but I can see the baby. So that was the kinds of things that happened, and that's only just a very few. If you were to ask all the families, you'd find that each one has got a dozen stories like that about the children. In the dim, dark, ancient days of the... I've got 1060s. That's not right. 1960s, a small boy decided silver beet was neat. It was the only suitable food for him. He was put in his high chair behind his mother's back where she couldn't watch as he piled green mush into and around his mouth. He was disgusting. Do you wonder he grew tall and skinny? Not green, of course, but weed-like and thriving where lesser mortals might turn up toes and wilt. That same silver beet boy liked heights. He climbed huge macrocarpa trees, firehouse hose drying towers, roofs, swings, cliffs, drain pipes, always shouting, "Look, Mum!" before being coaxed down. And which one do you think that was? He's right there. And I'll leave the serious bit.